My dear brothers and sisters,
meine lieben Brüder und Schwestern,
what a privilege it is to be a partaker of the Last Supper of Jesus.
Welch ein Privileg ist es, Teilnehmer zu sein am letzten Abendmahl Jesu.
We are with the disciples in the upper room.
Wir sind mit den Jüngern im Obergemach.
At every Eucharist.
Bei jeder Eucharistie.
We are at the foot of the cross of Jesus, where he died at every Mass.
Bei jeder Messe sind wir unter dem Kreuz Jesu, wo er gestorben ist, auf dem Kalvarium.
It is not a past thing, it's a present thing.
Es ist nicht eine Sache der Vergangenheit, es ist die Gegenwart.
Though historically, 2000 years apart,
historisch 2000 Jahre vergangen sind,
in God's plan, we are with Jesus in that event.
Im Plan Gottes sind wir Jesus bei dieser geschehen gegenwärtig.
Therefore, you and I are blessed to be the partaker of the Last Supper and the witness of Christ's death on the cross.
Und deshalb haben Sie und ich den Segen, Teilnehmer zu sein am letzten Abendmahl und Zeugen zu sein von seiner Kreuzigung, von seiner Erlösungstat.
It starts at the Last Supper.
Beim letzten Abendmahl.
That was a table.
Das ist der Tisch.
And it is completed when Jesus was buried and from where he rose again.
The beginning of an Abendmahl is fully common as Jesus begraben war.
Where his sacrifice was completed.
Sein Opfer vollendet wurde.
This altar is a sign of that.
Und dieser Altar ist auch davon.
We are standing around that.
Und wir stehen an diesem Altar.
Therefore, Christ is calling today to partake of that mystery in our life today. Now Jesus says today, who are the blessed people?
Und Jesus sagt uns heute, wer die
Gesegneten sind. In humanly speaking, we would say, oh, Mother Mary is very blessed because she bore Jesus in the womb and gave birth to the child.
Menschlich gesehen würden wir sagen, dass die Mutter Maria sehr gesegnet ist, dass sie Jesus in ihrem Schoß getragen und mit ihrer Brust genährt hat.
But Jesus says more.
Aber Jesus sagt, es ist mehr.
Mother Mary, is blessed not because she bore me in the womb or gave the breast to me.
Meine Mutter ist gesegnet nicht, weil sie mich geboren hat oder weil sie mir die Brust gegeben hat.
But she lived God's word and therefore she is more blessed.
Und sondern weil sie das Wort Gottes gelebt hat und deshalb ist sie segnet.
And he's saying to you and to me, if I keep the word of God like Mother Mary, we are also blessed.
Und er sagt zu dir und zu mir, wenn du das Wort Gottes hältst und daran lebst, dann bist auch du segnet.
Therefore, what is the greatest relationship with Christ?
Was ist die größte Beziehung zu Christus?
By living God's word, I become very close to Jesus.
Doch, indem ich das Wort Gottes lebe, werde ich Jesus, komme ich Christus ganz nahe.
Mother Mary lived God's word, therefore she is most blessed. God is giving that blessedness to each one of us. We live God's word.
There
is a challenge for you and me to live God's word. Now, what does this blessed me?
Was heißt dieses selig sein?
That means I enjoy the blessedness or joy of heaven in my life when I live God's word.
Das heißt, ich genieße die Freude des Himmels, wenn ich das Wort Gottes lebe.
It opens the door for our heaven, divine life.
Es öffnet mir das, die Tür zum ewigen Leben.
And in the first reading, we heard the relationship between law and faith.
In der ersten Lesung haben wir die Beziehung zwischen Gesetz und dem Glauben gehört.
Now, what does this law?
Was heißt dieses Gesetz?
Means God gave the commandments and all that God said in the Old Testament.
Das heißt, Gott hat die Gebote gegeben und alles, was im Alten Testament gesagt hat.
This morning I said, when People were pagans. They did not know what was God's will.
Heute früh habe ich gesagt, dass die Menschen Heiden waren, haben sie den Willen Gottes nicht gekannt.
For the first time, people in the world got God's law, especially through the Ten Commandments.
Und die Menschen haben das Gesetz Gottes kennengelernt durch die Zehn Gebote.
For them, with the pagan background, it was difficult to practice.
Und für sie mit heidnischem Hintergrund war das schwierig.
That's why we find in the 40 years, they again and again sinned.
Deshalb haben wir gelesen, dass sie während der 40 Jahre in der Wüste immer wieder gesündigt haben.
Even in the Old Testament, though they tried to keep, they often sinned.
Und im Alten Testament haben sie versucht, dieses Gebot zu halten, aber sie haben oft gesündigt.
And therefore, in Deuteronomy 27:26,
und in Deuteronomium 27:26,
there says, cursed be everyone who does not keep the words of the law.
Das heißt, verflucht sei jeder, der sich nicht an das Gesetz hält.
Because when I do not keep the words of the law, I am disobeying God.
Wenn ich die Worte des Gesetzes nicht halte, dann bin ich ungehorsam gegen Gott.
And the curse comes to me.
Und Fluch kommt zu mir.
When I obey God's word, blessing comes to me. And therefore, nobody is able to live God's word fully.
So can keiner auf vollkommene Weise Gottes Wort halten.
We need God's help.
Wir brauchen die Hilfe Gottes dazu.
Now, the Pharisees were people saying that I want to live God's word with my power.
Die Pharisäer waren Leute, die Gottes Wort mit ihrer eigenen Kraft leben wollten.
Though they sinned in many ways, but they did not acknowledge their sin.
Sie haben viele Weise gesündigt, aber sie haben ihre Sünden nicht bekannt und anerkannt.
And they pretended to be very holy before others.
Sie haben vorgegeben, sehr heilig zu leben.
That is why Jesus said about the stoning about the woman for adultery.
Deshalb hat Jesus gesagt, dass sie diese Frau steinigen wollten wegen des Ehebruchs.
One who is without sin, let him throw the first stone.
Wer ohne Sünde ist, werfe den ersten Stein.
They claimed to be holy, not a single one was holy because Jesus knew their hearts.
Sie haben behauptet, heilig zu sein, aber sie waren nicht heilig und Jesus kannte ihre Herzen.
And from many previous instances, they knew what they were.
Und sie haben gewusst, wer sie sind.
And therefore, each one left without stoning that woman.
Und deshalb ist jeder weggegangen, ohne einen Stein zu werfen.
That shows each one is a sinner.
Das heißt, dass jeder ein Sünder ist.
I cannot claim holiness with my power.
Ich kann nicht behaupten, heilig zu sein aus eigener Kraft.
That was till the coming of Christ.
Das ist wahr, so bis zum Kommen von Christus.
But when Jesus came and when he made us his disciples,
aber als Jesus kam und als uns zu seinen Jüngern gemacht hat,
he has given his Holy Spirit after baptism. After believing and baptism, God gave the Holy Spirit.
Nach dem Glauben und nach der Taufe hat Gott den Heiligen Geist geschenkt.
Then God helped me to live God's word. And therefore, I live not with my power, but the power given by God to me.
Deshalb lebe ich das nicht aus eigener Kraft, sondern mit der Kraft, die Gott mir geschenkt hat.
Holy Spirit in me helps me to live God's word.
Heiliger Geist in mir hilft mir, das Wort Gottes zu leben.
Therefore, I believe in the working of God in my life.
Deshalb glaube ich an das Wirken Gottes in meinem Leben.
Therefore, there is a difference for a Christian believer when he lives. He can live by God's power in a sinless way.
Und deshalb gibt es einen Unterschied für den Menschen, der an Christus glaubt. Er kann ohne Sünde leben.
And therefore, we must know God's word and ask God's help to live that.
Dazu müssen wir Gottes Wort kennen und Gott uns bitten zu helfen.
Then God's attitude comes to my life.
Dann wird die Haltung Gottes in mein Leben kommen.
Then Holy Spirit helps me to live like Jesus. Without Jesus, you cannot help the faith. Otherwise, it's important that I acknowledge Jesus is my Lord. My Lord means every aspect of my personality under Jesus' control. He can control my life fully. I give myself totally to Him. And then St. Paul says, it is not I, but Christ that lives in me. Galatians 2:20. Foreseeing this future, in Isaiah 26:12, Isaiah says, Lord, be merciful to me. It's you who have done great things through me. I cannot do that. God does great things to me. Because I give my whole life to Him. Without petrol, can you, without benzene, can you drive the vehicle? So, God's Holy Spirit is the diesel. God's Holy Spirit. And when He is there, God takes over my life. And then He will lead me to the destiny. And He will make me a child of God. Then I can call God my Father, Abba. And it brings about Jesus' holiness into my life. And therefore, what is the place of the law of the Old Testament? Says it's only a disciplinary. Disciplinary.
It is not a discipline.
Namely, it teaches me how to live. First of all, it teaches me what is right and wrong. And He helped me to look into my heart whether I am living right or wrong. In the Old Testament, or in the early days of our Christian life, we knew, yes, that is sin, that is not sin. We recognize what is sin and what is not sin. But gradually, as He grew, Holy Spirit in each one of us will work in such a way that they are only a guide. Holy Spirit works in my life. Therefore, dear friends, the law is required. But that shows the grenze, the boundary. But we are asked to go into the deep, into the deeper meaning of the law. The deeper meaning of the law is, as I said, love God and love myself as I'm accepted by God and I love my brother and sister. When I do, all the laws are present. We are called to live this love. And when I live that love, I enter into the mystery of God's love. That's why we heard 1 John 4:16. God is love. Who lives in love lives in God. And God lives in him. That is the beginning of divine life. Therefore, dear friends, the law helps me to grow into faith. But faith is a gift of God. The law helps me to know what is the mind of God.
Das Gesetz lehrt mir den Sinn Gottes zu kennen.
But through Jesus and by the Holy Spirit, I am enabled to live the faith.
Aber durch Jesus und mit der Hilfe des Heiligen Geistes bin ich fähig, den Glauben zu leben.
I cannot do it with my power.
Aus eigener Kraft kann ich das nicht tun.
It's by God's power.
Das ist mit der Kraft Gottes möglich.
Therefore, like a child clinging to the mother, I must cling to God, to Jesus, to Holy Spirit. I don't know whether you have seen, the small monkey is clinging to the mother monkey. And mother monkey jumps from one branch to the other. Similarly, I must cling to God. And God will take me wherever He goes, He wants. And that is Christian life. Therefore, it is really not difficult. It is not difficult. But I must love God and believe in God. And through the word of God, you must know what is the discipline that God wants from me. Then God will help me to live that discipline. Therefore, dear friends, let us understand, let us desire to live by this faith. And therefore, let us understand, faith does not merely mean, especially in the European understanding, the rational understanding of faith. That is the doctrine of faith. The doctrine of faith. That's only knowledge. St. John, St. James says, even devil has got that knowledge. But when I live what God says, which the devil does not do, so when I live God's word, I live the faith. And that's the real faith. That's the living faith. So to which we are called. We must ask God's help to live that living faith. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for bringing us to Christian faith. I believe in you, Lord. I believe in your word. I want to live your word with your power. And I know that then you lead me to share your divine blessedness. Lord, help me to long for it in my life. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.